There you go.
Sorry.
Hey, welcome to Nash's 2017 February 20th telecast webinar. And today we have Jenna Solomon, and she's going to talk to us about how to build our business, essentially making money and how to get clients. And I'll give you a small intro. So Janice Solomon began her formal training in homeopathy with the School of Homeopathy, Devon, England, completed her studies at the School of Homeopathy, New York. Janice continues her education at seminars with world-renowned homeopath Dr. Rajan Sankaran, Misha Norland, Lou Klein, Jeremy Scher, Dr. Roger Morrison, and Nancy Herrick. Janice has been given presentations about homeopathy at several Rockland County libraries, including Valley Cottage Library, Suffern Free Library, New York City Library, and the Nyack Library. She also speaks at parlor meetings in private homes. That's pretty cool. Okay, with that, do you want to add anything, Janice?
I also have been studying for the last 7 years with Felicia and Shishindra Joshi, and so I want to talk. That's definitely worth saying. And I've done other presentations in other areas as well, but that's good enough for tonight.
Okay.
So we're ready to go?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Okay. So hello, everybody out there in the ethers. Tonight's presentation is using public presentations like this to generate clients. And I'm going to give you three keys to convert people who seem interested to becoming invested clients, meaning people who will actually become clients in your practice. So there's three basic keys. Identifying your ideal clients, and I'm going to describe all of these. So that's kind of knowing your niche. Clear marketing message, how that helps to attract more of your ideal clients. And what I call a gift is gold. So giving something as an offering to your clients. So let's go to the next slide. So when you do a public, what I'm going to be doing in this presentation tonight is I'm going to be using a presentation that I actually did in November for the National Center of Homeopathy. And I'm going to take you through what I used in my presentation as an example and then give you the pointers to make your presentation when you're doing it, whether it's on a webinar, whether it's live, to get some clues and information. So when you see on the screen a little number at the top, you'll know that that's really that's what I'm talking about tonight, and the rest of them are just from the presentation I did as an example. So it's really important when you start a presentation that you make sure that your identifying information is presented clearly and well.
And Janice, can you please clarify with participants when you would like to answer questions?
Sure, yeah. So why don't we hold the questions for the end? I'll talk probably for about a half an hour or 35 minutes or so. I'll try to keep it to that, and then people can ask their questions. So if you want to type them in, or if you want to just keep them, and then at the end, I'm not sure. I think typing them in is the right way, right? Okay, so when you do a presentation, you want to make sure that you're giving your information to the people in the room. And if you're doing like a webinar, you're going to do that at the beginning and also at the end. So this is just my basic logo information. And while I'm talking tonight, if you want to even take a shot with your camera on your phone, you can just take a shot of any of the screens if it's information that you want to have for yourself. Okay, next page. Okay, so you see when there's the number on the page, this is my explanation of how to do a good presentation. Some of the pages have no numbers. This is number one. That's the actual presentation that I did. So as I said, I'm going to be using the webinar presentation I did for NCH called Rapid Recovery. And you can actually go to NCH's website, to their YouTube channel, and you can watch that presentation. So I'm going to, as I said, I'm going to be going back and forth from the presentation as an example to tonight's explanation. So all of us want to increase our income. We want to keep an influx of new clients coming in. We want to make money doing this because we love, I'm hoping we all love what we do. And at the same time, you're creating income, you're creating money, you're making yourself more profitable, and you're doing something that's a great service. You're helping people improve their health. Oop. You can go to the next page. Okay, next one.
I'm trying.
Okay. There we go. So the first key that I was talking about is your ideal clients, right? So this is information that if you want to take a screenshot, it's fine. So your ideal client is very important to identify. And the volume 21 of American Homeopath, Nash's, right, beautiful magazine, had a wonderful article written by Manfred Mueller, if that's how you say his name, and what the article was talking about was specialization. And the point of the article was that it's really a good idea to specialize in an area that you're interested in, learn a lot about it, and let that be what you're presenting. When we get a little bit more focused, we kind of make our funnel a little bit more direct, we're going to pull people through because they're going to come with their interest as well. So think about this. Think about what are the things that you're interested in. I don't know if you can see the poster behind me, but that picture behind me is of two midwives. One of my personal interests is in childbirth. I'm a childbirth educator. I'm a doula. And I do a lot of my homeopathic practice with women who are either wanting to have children or having children, and young children, babies. It's one of my interests. So as we get to the end of the presentation, I'm going to give you some information about how you can start to identify what your niche is, what your specialty is. So that's a very, very key piece to making your presentations more successful. The second one is to have a clear marketing message. So I'm giving you an example of one of my marketing messages. You can have several marketing messages for different interest groups that you might want to pull in. So tonight, I'm doing a presentation to you, and it's more general, and the presentation I'm showing you is about rapid recovery. It's for people who are either having surgery. So that becomes the special interest group. Yeah. Tonight, the special interest group is homeopaths who want to increase their product profitability and their ability to make some money. So I want to read this marketing message to you because it's actually a good example of making a good marketing message. So it says, I work with people who seek relief from depression, anxiety, physical pain, and conflict in relationships. So I've covered a group of people. Not everybody in the entire planet has these issues, but this covers a lot of people who come into my practice. Then I'm going to say something about my practice. I offer individualized session packages in a unique approach that includes homeopathy so they can break the pain cycle. This is a very, very important thing. You want to tell them what they're going to get. Break the pain cycle, transform their experiences into long-lasting health and empowerment. So in your marketing message, you need to identify what the people want and also tell them what they're going to get. They're going to have long-lasting health. Okay? So working on your marketing message, this is a process. You know, and again, we can talk more about this at the end. This is something you might want some coaching around, but it's a very important piece of making your presentations start to turn into getting clients that are actually invested in working with you. Next page, please. Here's a different marketing message. I work with mothers-to-be and women having babies to seek support, safe relief from pain, ease in childbirth, and quicker recovery. So again, and it's fine if you want to take a picture of this and just asking you not to use my marketing message, make it your own. But what's interesting, again, if you look at this marketing message, it's really pointing directly at what women want. Oops. They want to get support. They want to know that what they're using is safe for them. They want to have ease from childbirth pain, and they want to get recover quicker. So your marketing message is starting to really push you into that particular group of people, your niche, your specialization, like Dr. Manfield wrote. So that's the second big key to making your presentations become more profitable. The third is what I call a gift is gold. So every time you give a presentation of any kind, you want to give back to the people, the client, the potential client something. It can be, you can be offering a discovery session where they can call you and talk to you for 20 or 30 minutes, no charge. You can offer them some kind of a PDF file with maybe some interesting information, you know, maybe first aid remedies, and it's, or perhaps a coupon with a discount. I did that for a long time. I used to give a $50 coupon to people when they came in. Okay, next page, please. Okay, so when I did this presentation for NCH, this was my opening page. Okay, so you, when you give a presentation, it's really important to identify what you're talking about, right? If you leave it as just general homeopathy, I did this for years. Oh, come and learn about homeopathy. And I'd give these amazing talks about homeopathy, and I'd give all these interesting explanations about, you know, how remedies are made. And no one came into my practice. Because really, the people who come to hear us, unless they're homeopaths like us, they want to know what we're offering them to get better. Whether the remedy is potentized, it doesn't really matter. It's not the modality of what we do, it's what we offer. Okay, so this is offering care for people who are in surgery, first aid, medical and dental procedures. Very clear. This is what tonight's about. Well, on that that presentation. Okay, next page. So we're going to go a little quickly here. So when I gave this presentation, because it was for NCH and I knew it was a homeopathy-friendly crowd, then I talked about homeopathy more generally, and these were just some of the things I touched on. Next page. And in this presentation, I start at the very beginning, within the first 15 minutes, when you do any kind of presentation, any kind of public talking, you want to start to already give some hints as to what you're going to be offering at the end, right? Whether it's the discovery session, whether it's a discount for coming in for care. So what you would say is, so we're about almost 15 minutes in, at the end of this presentation, I'm going to explain some of the things that I'd like to share with you. Okay, so I literally am telling you now that as I get to the end of my presentation, I'm going to offer you. And sometimes, I'm sure you've had this experience, some people wander in a little late, some people wander out a little early, say, please stay so that you can receive, you know, your special gift, which could be getting a coupon. Also, it's the most important thing of every presentation is make sure you get emails or some way to contact the people who came. Because this is how you're going to start to make connections and possibly convert the people who come to see you or hear you into clients. Right? It's called conversion in business. So you want to make sure that the most important thing when people walk out is that you have gotten their email. It's more important than them having your information, because when you have their email, you can send them your information, right? If they have your information, you don't know if they're going to reach out to you. So this is something I just learned over the last couple of years in some business training I've been doing. I always thought when I did a presentation, I'm going to give out all this information. I'm going to give this wonderful presentation about what homeopathy is. And what I'm really understanding is presentations are about getting people to come to you, the speaker, not you giving information to them. I mean, you do in the presentation. So getting the email, if there's anything that I will say is the most important thing, it's that. Next page, please. So in the actual presentation I did for NCH, right, so here's the hint. Do you know anyone? You can see this on the page. Do you know anyone facing any type of surgery? This webinar is crucial. That's a very interesting word to use. And then I would say, and if they miss tonight, they can listen to the recording on the National Center, da-da-da-da. If it was my own presentation, I might say you can go to my webpage and see, you know, the video that I uploaded. Or so you want to make sure that even if someone's not there, you're still giving that information up. Someone else can come in, right? These are those hints of pulling people in to your practice. Next page. Okay. The other thing is that when you're giving a presentation, you want to make this touch people personally, right? So when I gave this presentation, it was right after the election, and so even though it was supposed to be about people who were going through surgery or dental work or whatever, there was a lot of shock and issues coming up around the election. So this is how you can start to kind of explain homeopathy without saying, oh, we're a holistic thing, we look at how emotions and body connect. You can just sort of pull in the emotional side of it, the elections. Just say it out loud and start to explain to them what our modality is without using all our technical words. Because people want to hear the language they're used to hearing. Right? We don't even realize it as homeopaths. We're so used to speaking about, you know, all these words that come familiar to us, you know, obstacles to cure and, you know, all this kind of stuff. This is not language that everyday people speak. So when you're trying to convert people coming in to hear you speak into invested clients, you have to start using their language, right? So, for instance, scar tissue, self-conscious and painful. That's how you feel. Right? When I was talking about this feeling of being vulnerable in the hospital without your clothes on, all your things are taken away, that someone's going to go, that's interesting. I felt that way. You get what I'm saying? I hope, well, no one can, I don't see you shaking your heads, but I'm hoping you are. Okay, next page, please.
Did I go to the next page? Yeah.
So before I get into this piece, I just want to say something that I think is worth presencing, and that is this idea of the feelings you have around selling. I've done a lot of work around this because there's a lot of images around salesmen, salespeople, and as a homeopath, I never thought I'd be in the position where I had to kind of sell my products. So I've done a lot of thinking about that, and if anyone's wants to email back and forth with me or have a dialogue, you can certainly call me, and it's a good conversation to have, because really we do have to present ourselves in a way that someone is going to want to come to us. There is a financial exchange, and therefore there is some issue of selling, but we don't want to have that image in our heads, because that's going to shut us down and it's going to stop people from wanting to work with us. So it's really important when you're giving a presentation to make it very personal, right? So if we talk about homeopathy and all the theories and, why Hahnemann decided to start this, and I love talking about that, believe me, it's my favorite topic, it doesn't make people feel connected. We want to have a human connection with the people who are in, you know, the audience, whether it's like this, where we're talking on a webinar, or if you're in a library, you're in someone's home with 10 people who are sitting around, that's the parlor meeting. And one of the best ways you can connect people to you, because that's really what this is about, it's about a personal connection. We're going to personally connect with them. We're going to ask these people to come in and tell us all about their lives. They need to feel connected to us. So the way we do that is to tell a personal story. I've worked on this quite a bit. This story is a true story that you're going to see. I'm going to go through it quickly. Is that right around the time that I did this presentation, I actually did have some surgery. I had some basal cells in my lip that, for the life of me, after 6 years, I couldn't get them to completely clear up. With our wonderful system of homeopathy. It was a healthy lesion, but it still needed to finally, at least my choice, So I'm telling this story. I'm making myself vulnerable to these people to share what really happened and that I was able to use homeopathy to help me heal quicker. So this is not only, this is planting seeds for what my offer is, that I really can help you, but I'm also letting them know I personally have had this happen. So this personal connection is what really will get people interested in saying, wow, I want to work with you, rather than the person who gave me this phenomenal, you know, history of homeopathy, but doesn't really tell me anything about them. Remember, we're in a healing art. We want to be able to connect with people. They want to connect with us. Okay, next page. So here's where I get very vulnerable. This is me, day one after I had surgery. I mean, that is like the ugliest, most awful, at least in my opinion. And yet, I put it up because this is reality, right? So if someone is going to see this webinar and they're going to have some kind of surgery and they know I've been through this, they say, oh, wow, she really understands. It's really, I can really be empathetic. I can actually be sympathetic, right? Next page, please. And I did this quickly. So then I said, you know, this was a few days later, about a week later. And already, I started talking about how homeopathy was helping things heal, and my plastic surgeon was amazed. And, you know, I start pumping up, you know, the whole piece of homeopathy because that's what we want to do. Next page, please. And so this is about 2.5 to 3 weeks post-surgery. Okay?
And
yeah, right. So, and the truth, and I had just voted, right. And the truth is that this is a real picture. So I'm not making up a theoretical story. And go to the next page, please. Then I start to explain what I did, right? So when you do a presentation, if you're using a PowerPoint, whether it's on a webinar or if you're in a situation where you're able to show slides, make them very simple, not too much writing, and usually something pretty, a nice picture. Right? Even this is a little too much writing because you don't want people focused on this. You want people focusing on you. Right? But they also, they're going to get some information. So we can just kind of, you can just go through these, you know, do the next one and the next one. So I spoke about, in the presentation, I spoke about Arnica. And you can just call, yeah, next picture, yeah. And Hypericum, right? See how few words? Just a few words, because remember, this is not someone who's seeing this is not a homeopath. This is not someone who, you know, wants to know all the SRPs and all that kind of stuff, right? It's just general information so that, oh, I had that. Next, please. Next slide, right? Just the real key points. And it was, I actually had fun finding the pictures of all the plants. Right? So now there's a little image, there's something warm, nice, and again, very simple, small amounts of information. Next page. Remember, this is not like us going to, you know, to a seminar or learning for ourselves. We're trying to have engaged people to get interested in what our work is to come in. Next page, please. Next page. And one more. I had people writing back to me, why didn't you mention this remedy, that remedy? You know, I tried to cover the biggest amount. Go ahead, next page. So again, it's simple visually, a few words, so that people don't become overwhelmed if you're speaking for an hour or 45 minutes. It's a lot of information, and then to be reading, you know, screens or slides. Okay, so after you make your presentation, you've told them your personal story, you've given them a clear marketing message, this is what I do, you've given them some interesting information, right? Then to kind of pull it together, you get a testimonial. You want to make sure that they hear something from someone personal of how you've touched their lives because that's what they want. They want their lives to be touched. Also, as you get towards the end of your presentation, you want to get their emails. You want to have a way of connecting to them. And this is usually the most uncomfortable part of doing any kind of presentation where you're really trying to bring clients into your practice to start working with you. Most of us get a little uncomfortable. I've been practicing this for about 2 years. Okay? So slow yourself down. Take a breath. If you're standing in a room, actually take a step in. Most of us want to step back when we're making an offer, when we're starting to really say, hey, this is what I want to tell you about my practice. So you just slow yourself down, take a few breaths. Next page, please. And get a really nice testimonial. This is a true testimonial. I did not make this up. This was with a person who donated a kidney to her brother, and I really did work with her for about 3 months before and after her surgery. And I mean, I couldn't ask for a nicer testimonial, honestly. But it's okay. When people come into your practice and they're working with you and they're having good results with you, it's really good and it's okay. It's actually a good thing to ask them for a testimonial. And when they're feeling good, right, when they really start to feel those changes in themselves, they're going to write you something lovely like this. I can't imagine not having her, can't read the words, to help me through this challenge. Thank you, Janice. Lovely. And it's good if you can get them to put their full name in, where they live, because that makes it more believable. When people have testimonials where it's an initial, it doesn't feel as credible, right? So remember, everything we're trying to do through our presentations to get clients to trust us, to want to work with us, to want to spend money, pay us to help them, we have to feel real, trustable, vulnerable. Like, we're humans, right? We're not just this person sitting behind a desk. That's why so many people struggle with the allopathic model. Next page, please. I'm coming, getting close to the end so you can have a chance for your pictures. So then you're going to give your offer. This was my offer that I presented that night when I gave the presentation. So I spell out carefully what it is that I'm offering. I'm not going to read everything through. And when you are presenting information to people that has dollars involved, right, you want to tell them, you want to give them what the value is and what you're offering tonight. So every, oh my goodness.
Hello? What happened? Janice? Did we lose Janice?
It looks like we did lose her. We lost her stream.
Okay. So I guess her package, I'd be interested in knowing which remedies she included. I guess we'll wait for her to come back. Hi, Tanya. Can't hear you, eh? No microphone?
Oh, I unmuted myself. I thought only you could do that.
No? Well, I guess we're waiting for Janice.
Yes. I was taking notes on her thing. It's good.
We could all unmute ourselves and talk. Maybe I should
pause the recording.
So sorry about that, everybody. That these things happen, right? So I was at the point in the presentation of talking to you about making an offer, and then my computer stop. So what I wanted to say to you, and this is an important piece of information to know,
is that when you make your offer, I started to say, you know, you're going to take your time, you're going to slow yourself down, right? But you also want to be really clear what it is. And when you speak to people, remember this is that personal connection that we're talking about, right? So it's about sharing information. So you're not lecturing. It's about making an offer. It's not a sales pitch, even though there is some selling involved. It's about listening. Really make sure you're hearing what, you know, when you have an opportunity to talk to the people in your group, find out what they're really needing. Write down what their problems are so that you can really be connecting with them, right? And when people start to tell you what's going on with them, repeat it back to them. Wow, I really hear that you're very anxious. I really hear that you want to make more money in your homeopathic practice. I really hear that you're not quite sure why this isn't turning around for you. I really hear that you're exhausted and tired of doing all kinds of presentations and still not finding that it's happening, right? And so, I mean, I haven't heard yet your questions, but I'm guessing this is some of what people are feeling, right? So I don't know where you got through the slides, but when you get to that point towards the end of your presentation, you slow it down, you give them the opportunity to fill up a paper with their email. Maybe you leave something under their chairs, or if it's a webinar, you have them, you know, you have their emails because they've signed up, right? And then you want to make sure that when you get to the point of trying to convert, trying to get them to come into your practice, right, that you're really ready to offer them something special. So the offer is, thank you so much for coming tonight and giving me your email. I'm going to send you, and this is important, make sure you do this within a day or so, I'm going to send you your coupon for $50 off your first appointment. I'm going to call you and set up your free discovery session. When's a good time to call you? So if you get to the end of the presentation and you've gotten emails, but you don't follow through with it, then it's really not such a difficult thing to realize why you're not getting your clients, your potential clients to convert through, you know, come into your practice, okay? And you never know that when you get someone's email and then you might have a newsletter or a blog or send out an announcement for some other talk, you never know when people are going to come back in if they didn't, you know, sign up to come in to work with you at that particular presentation. So also tell them about other information that you're, you know, you might be doing, other programs. And I don't know if you got to the slide. I don't know if you can bring it back up, but there's a slide I wrote, your practice as the case. So each of us have our own practice, right, our own business. And I'm offering to you tonight to have an assessment, just like you would sit and have a case taken, right, if you went to your homeopath or you are going to sit and take someone's case. We can sit together, we can talk together, and look at your practice and see what are the symptoms. What are the symptoms of your practice? What is it that you need to tweak and tune to find more flow so that when you meet people, they are coming in and they're starting to become invested clients in your practice. So my offer to you tonight is that I have 10 spots open till the end of February to offer free consulting 30-minute assessments. And if you're interested in knowing more about how to use what I'm talking about tonight, these tips, you can call me right after the webinar. You can also email me. So that's my presentation for you tonight, and I'd love to hear some questions. And again, I apologize for the computer glitch here. So I'm ready for questions.
Can we have some questions? Somebody was, we were kind of wondering what remedies you included with that sample package you showed us. For the
sample package?
Yeah.
Oh, when I in the rapid recovery case?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
So the rapid recovery care package isn't about giving remedies. It's a package of care. So I guess that was a misunderstanding. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, the package of care. Yes. So it doesn't include any remedies?
No, no, no. So what it is that if someone's going to, in this particular program that I was selling, right, to get people to come into my practice with a very specific need, I'm having surgery, I'm having my kidneys removed, I'm having a dental implant.
So do you all mute your phone if you're not on the phone? You can either star 6 if you're on the phone or the little microphone button. You can click that.
Or if you're actually on your phone, you can actually just click your mute button on your phone.
Well, you can do that too.
Right. So the rapid recovery care package.
Can somebody, whoever that was, please move your phone?
Now, if someone wanted to do the rapid recovery care package, I would say these are the remedies that I suggest that you get, and then I'll go through what I showed in the presentation. And I'll have someone then order before, if it's not a first aid situation, I'll have them get, you know, Arnica and 3201M and Hyperica, you know, I'll have them get, or they can purchase a first aid kit, right?
Okay.
But I personally am not dispensing remedies. I live in New York. That's not a good idea.
I see. So you don't have a resale license. You don't sell remedies.
I don't sell remedies.
Okay.
And Marcy Mearns had a question also. Marcy, mm-hmm. Are you on? Can you unmute?
Okay, I don't know if you can hear me.
We can.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, Janice, I was just curious if you're offering support for issues other than the immediate surgery and recovery period at this price.
Right. Okay. Right.
And if not, do you mind if I ask for a constitutional care client, just a ballpark of what you might be charging for
sure,
those services?
Sure.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. Right. So remember, I'm using this as an example of if I were giving a presentation, right, and the presentation is called Rapid Recovery, and I've explained all these remedies, and I've shown them, told them my personal story. Someone still needs to mute. When I get to the end of my, this is what I'm offering them. This is the package of care, right? So it's very specific around surgery. I'm hoping that if someone works with me for, this is usually about 2 or 3 months of care, that at the end of the time that they've now recovered and seen how much this personal homeopathic care has helped them, that they're going to continue on with me into constitutional care, right? So this is another way that we start to get clients to come into our practice, and then we keep converting them into, so they might come in for a very specific thing like a surgical prep type of thing, but then stay with us, okay? So the way I'm working my practice right now is I'm also doing 6 month and year packages. I'm trying to move away from single appointments. And I'm sure all of you are probably going, yeah, that's a good idea, because single appointments aren't really offering our clients the best care because they don't always follow through. And also by packaging it together, they're more likely to follow up and, you know, really talk with us and let us know how they're doing. So right now what I'm offering in my practice is, actually it winds up being the same price. It's $697 for a six-month homeopathic constitutional care. And then I have it's a little bit more if people need to pay out. That's a full price. And that includes 6 months of care, so that would be an initial consultation, 2 or 3 follow-ups over the 6 months, maybe 4, it depends, some people need more. And then texting, emailing, however they need to be in touch with me, they don't have to think about, ooh, should I call, should I not call, right? It's all covered. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. But may I just tag one thing on then in trying to understand this package that you're offering?
Mm-hmm.
Would you include a number of acute consultations, or how do you set limits with regards to the
yes.
number of phone calls,
yes.
emails, and so on?
Yeah, good. It's a good question. Right. So you're going to always have some clients that are going to be needy, and you're going to have others who are much easier to work with, right? Case management's always a challenging thing in our work. So the first week when someone's gone through surgery in this particular package, I'm probably speaking them to them every day for, 5 to 10 minutes, maybe a little longer, or every other day. And then a week later, if they're calling me nonstop, then I'm going to stay on the phone with them for, maybe 15, 20, 30 minutes, really hear them out, right, because they really need to be heard. They're either feeling very scared, very unsupported, the remedy's not helping them, maybe they're alone, whatever, right? So I'm going to really listen to them, and then I'm going to set the limit. I'm going to say, someone's talking in the background. So then I'll say, let me know how you're doing in 2 or 3 days, whatever's going on. We're going to have a brief conversation. So that's what I'll say. Or if the textings are going on so long, then I won't text back, and I will call and say, it would be better if we just had a 5-minute conversation than you texting me back and forth. So that's really becomes, it's a very individualized kind of moment, just like we're always working individually with people, right? I have to really feel out, decide how and when, what's happening, kind of know who they are and know. And this has been a problem. I'm not going to say it hasn't been, because sometimes there are clients who they're just, you're getting text messages all through the day, all through the night. You have to finally say, stop, let's have a conversation. What's going on? What do you need? And it's hard. It's hard. I'm not going to pretend it's not. But I don't have a set rule for everyone, because then I'm not really holding by the whole concept of being a homeopath, right, where we're looking at each person individually. So don't make it a set rule, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, six text messages. I don't do that. I feel into it. And I, some people are going to need more. Does that answer that better?
Excellent.
Did that
help
you with what you were asking me?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you sure? Any other thoughts? Okay. Any other questions? So for those of you who are still on the call or on the webinar, wherever you're still connected here, again, I'm just going to put out to you that I'm offering you free 30-minute assessment. What's happening with your practice? What's going on? What is it that do you need to have some help identifying what your particular niche is, what your particular specialty is? Do you need to have some help around writing a good marketing message? Do you need to practice doing presentations? And this is the kind of stuff that I'm going to offer to do a little, a 30-minute assessment and see if what I have to offer you is something that would work for you. So you can email me. You have my email if you saw, on the last page of this. You can call me. I'm here after the webinar.
6.9 miles. Enter right on Northwest Highway.
Someone could mute your phone. We're hearing your directions.
Your GPS, wherever you're going. Any other questions? Aaron, Myra, you guys have any questions?
No, I really think this is a good talk, and I'm sorry we lost momentum here.
Yeah, I just...
Thank you for presenting.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna turn the recording off so we can just wrap
okay.
up questions.
Okay, cool.